The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count our chairs.
What?
You got me good. What? I know. It's unfair. We have these conversations during the breaks, and then Chew, you're not here, but we can't tell you that one on the air. Not yet. We're working on, we're workshopping something. Okay. We'll tell you in the next break. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Deal? All right, big news yesterday, guys, and I don't know if it's news, but it sounded newsy at least, and that is that Kirk Cousins, who has obviously long manned the helm for the Minnesota Vikings, is likely on the move. Now, I've heard this from a number of people. I saw a number of reporters out there yesterday who were talking about Atlanta is the likely destination for Kirk Cousins. Even heard that, like, you know, they're working on things and, you know, maybe he does end up staying, but more than likely he's taking the train out of there. How does this change the dynamic of the NFC North for you, Gabe, as you look? Because that means, again, I think that the general school of thought is that Baker Mayfield would be their top free agent option out there at the quarterback position. Maybe they draft somebody, I don't know, but Baker Mayfield would likely be under center with the Vikings going forward.
I think Baker's staying in Tampa. I don't think he's getting out of there. So it doesn't change much for me. Like, with Kirk Cousins, without Kirk Cousins, I think the Packers were ahead of the Vikings anyway. So I wasn't too worried, because they've got other things that they've got to worry about. They're trying to figure out Justin Jefferson, some of the other young guys they have. They're kind of going through this soft rebuild that they did last year. The Packers are ahead of the Vikings, Drew. They just are.
No, I know, Gabe, but it's good for the conference, bad for the – oh, no, it's good for the North, bad for the conference, because a lot of people love – Atlanta's roster.
Oh, it's a great roster.
It's a lot like Cleveland last year, when people were saying, hey, don't sleep on Cleveland. They have a great roster. And they turn out to have a really, really good year without Deshaun Watson for most of the season. Now, yes, it is better for the North. And there's just really two teams, that being Detroit and Green Bay. But when it comes playoff time, Atlanta could be pretty, pretty good and could be a thorn in the side if the Packers get the wild card and Detroit winds up winning the division. So it might sting a little bit down the road. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess I'm not. I mean, because here's the other thing. Like, so we're just assuming Kirk Cousins is going to come back from an Achilles injury in his late 30s and be really good? Is that what we're assuming? I feel like that's
still
a big
better
leap
than anything Atlanta has. But, and let's not forget, for three quarters or two and a half quarters of that game, Kirk Cousins was carving up Green Bay at home.
Yeah, but again, that happened back in October when they sucked.
I know.
They became a different team after that. And, yes, he was carving up Joe Barry's defense. We got Halfley now, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay.
BC, great.
Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and did obviously confirm that the two options for Kirk Cousins are Minnesota and Atlanta. But then the next question inevitably is, well, then who are Minnesota's options? There was a report out there that they were interested potentially in Trey Lance. I don't know that he doesn't really scare anybody. Mm-hmm. Let's start ranking some of these guys that could be out there. Let's say Baker Mayfield goes there. Does he make them better or worse than they were with Kirk Cousins?
About the same.
So even Steven.
I think a little bit worse.
I'd say a little bit worse.
All right, Trey Lance.
Worse.
Significantly worse?
Yeah, because we don't know what Trey Lance is, and Trey Lance hasn't played football.
Well, then I guess it's going to be the same answer for this next one, which is that Minnesota reportedly, again, according to Adam Schefter, met with all of the top quarterbacks at the NFL Combine. Is there a single, and they may move up in the draft to get a quarterback if they lose out on the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Is there anyone in the draft that would scare you? And again, I know they're all rookies, so I know there's that like learning curve that they would have to go through, but is there anybody there that goes, if they nail their quarterback of the future, if they find their franchise quarterback in this year's draft, it could be a problem for Green Bay going forward?
The two I'm scared of, I mean, aren't going to Minnesota. Like, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I think, are the two best quarterbacks, and I think that those two, it seems like the Bears are locked in, and they're gonna take number one. They're gonna trade Justin Fields. That's what it seems like right now, and Jaden Daniels is gonna go two to Washington. So if they trade up to 3 and get Drake May, I'm not that concerned. I still do not understand the J.J. McCarthy love. Have no idea what that's all about. So that though we're talking about that caliber of player being the one that is available to them. I think Michael Penix is an interesting option. I don't know if they would take him as high in the first round.
Well, not scary in the short term, any of these rookie options. I do worry more anytime a team gets a new rookie, unless it's a guy where we're all going, well, what the hell is this? But I could make a case for 5 or 6 guys being like, I don't know, because it happens pretty regularly where the first 2 quarterbacks aren't even the best option. Sometimes it's guys later. Like Jordan Love was found in the late half of the first round. So like I'm more nervous about a rookie than I would be about a Kirk Cousins or any sort of retread.
What about Justin Fields?
Justin Fields is another name, too, that we are seeing potentially attached to the Vikings if Cousins leaves.
Is he a free agent? Is Justin Fields a free agent or is he in his fifth year?
No, he's in his fourth year. Okay. They got to make a decision on fifth year option.
Which they're not going to do.
Well, but if they trade him, somebody else might pick it up.
It might be like a... Yeah.
Does Justin Fields make them better or worse than they were with Kirk Cousins?
Worse.
Does he make them better or worse than if Baker Mayfield were under center?
Worse.
Okay.
He's better than Trey Lance. Though.
So far we've got Baker Mayfield atop this list, right? Because he makes it.
What about
even
Russ?
Steven. Russ was the next one I was going to get to.
And I could tell you this about Baker Mayfield. They don't love him down here.
Really?
The fans don't.
Well, I mean, he's just kind of a guy.
They want TB12 back.
Yeah, and I hear that's a possibility. No. No. You know how much he's going to make to sit in that booth for Fox?
Is he going to do that?
All of the money.
He's doing it this year.
Every single dollar.
So does that bump tight end boy down?
Sure does.
Yes.
Good.
I like
he's the
Greg
only
Olson.
One who doesn't like Greg Olsen.
Honestly,
as much as he stands up for tight ends.
He's a surfer. Come on.
Well, is it just the hair?
It's
is
the
that
hair.
What
no, that comment just told us everything we need to know.
It's just the hair.
It's 100%
the hair. I don't even know that Greg Olsen has ever surfed.
It's an inability to block. If you can't block, I don't like you.
It's hair envy is what's going on here.
How did he last as long as he did in the league? Not blocking.
Splitting out wide. No contact. Can't get hit over the
middle.
You have
to pull up some Greg Olsen film. Let's see.
I don't know if there's any Greg Olsen blocking highlights.
Justin weighing in saying, Bo Nix is the only guy outside of the top 10 that would concern me if the Vikings got him. Yes? No? Maybe so?
Is Bo Nix Baker Mayfield, though?
Could be worse.
No. I'm saying they kind of play the kind of meathead football quarterback a little bit. Kind of the same guy,
a
right?
New one. I don't know that I've ever seen Bo Nix described as a meathead quarterback.
Is he?
And I think he's pretty smart.
If you pay attention to college football, I have a hard time, even with him playing well in Oregon, getting the Auburn out of my head.
Sure.
I watched that guy be not very good for a long time until he was the advanced age of. Older
24.
Than
old, 25.
Yeah. Older than everyone else on the field, typically, is
Dave,
when
why do you like Penix?
Have you seen him throw the football?
Yeah, he throws it wrong.
Yeah,
it's
wrong
because
hand.
He's lefty. He
oh, Gabe's
wrong.
A lefty in golf. That's right.
No, I just,
now I get the love.
The guy drops dimes each and every week in college football. Like the only concern to me and the reason why he wouldn't be a first-round pick is he's had a vast number of season-ending injuries. That he suffered at Indiana, and why? Like he's had so many injuries at this point, and he's been in college, so he's a little bit older at that point to Josh's. But the guy, in terms of purely throwing the football, I think he's the best passer in this draft.
Really? Okay.
What would you do if you were Minnesota, Chew? Let's say you lose out on Kirk Cousins. He decides to go to Atlanta, you know, fresh start and all of those other things. Would you go out and get a free agent quarterback, which includes, as we mentioned, Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson? I also have on this list Gardner Minshew, Ryan Tannehill, Jameis Winston, and Jacoby Brissett.
I'm going out and getting a quarterback that I have to pay $25 to $30 million.
So a guy in the draft?
A reset.
Like a second round pick?
I mean, what is... I don't know. Maybe you take a run at Trey Lance. I mean, Russell Wilson, if you only have to pay him, like I said, $25-30 million, and then have it an incentive laden contract because they know they're not going anywhere. They're no type of contender. They're probably not even a playoff team. So you might as well just reset, get cap healthy, and then, I don't know, tank.
What would a team have to pay Wilson? Obviously, the Broncos are picking up a huge portion of that deal. Could you get him on the cheap?
I would think so. I would think teams would only be interested if you can get him on the cheap. He has no like standing to go, yeah, pay me $40 million. He just doesn't have that type of leverage. Like a team is literally paying $85 million over the next 2 years against their cap to have you go away. You don't have the leverage to demand a high salary. So I think, to Chewy's point, you could probably get him for around 20, 25.
Yeah, then I would take a run at him. Is Flacco a free agent? Like a Flacco?
Flacco is a free agent.
You know, I'm not going out and paying any quarterback $40 or $50 million when you know you're going at best 7 in math.
And I mentioned this to Gabe earlier this morning when we were talking about quarterbacks. I still think the blueprint, the best way to have success at the quarterback position is not to force a rookie to start right away. I still think if you can let them sit, acclimate to the league, learn behind a veteran, you set them up for long-term failure, or success rather, and you talked about how you can't wait too long because you want to take advantage of being on a rookie deal, fifth-year option, all of those things, but there, to me, that still feels like the best way to have a guy have a long-term, at least a shot at being your franchise quarterback.
But I think, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it doesn't always work out either, you know, if you sit a guy. I think it just kind of depends upon the situation. There's plenty of examples of guys who have started right away and had success, guys who started right away and have failure. I don't know if there's a rhyme or reason for any of it in the NFL, especially at that position. It's amazing that we're this many years and we still can't figure out what makes a good quarterback, what doesn't make a good quarterback.
What do you guys think Cousins is going to get in Atlanta, because it's going to affect Jordan Love?
My guess is he'll probably get around 35 to 40.
Oh, he'll get more than that.
Yeah, he's coming off of a major injury.
Is it?
The injury thing is the issue.
How old? 35?
Yeah,
35.
You don't think he gets 45?
No. Not coming off. I mean, that's a huge risk to take on somebody coming off an Achilles injury.
Okay.
But I think the bottom line here, what we're landing on, is that no matter who the Vikings roll out there, they don't get any better with the options that are currently there. Unless a rookie quarterback, somebody that they draft this year, just absolutely shocks the world and goes out there and has a C.J. Stroud-esque first season, the Vikings are not getting better with a change at quarterback. Is it fair to say yes?
Yes. Yeah. That is very fair to say, again, yes.
Should
yes.
make Packers fans feel very good, because they're obviously in flux right now. You never want to be in flux at your most important position, and the Vikings are in flux right now. Now, if Kirk Cousins stays, well, then they stand pat. Right? Kirk Cousins stays, Justin Jefferson stays, the Vikings are the Vikings, and they're the same
iteration
Justin, of the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson's not getting away. They're going to throw all the money at him, and he's not going anywhere. He's somebody that you're going to have to deal with for the next 5 to 6 years.
Doesn't Kirk Cousins just kind of feel like the top end of purgatory in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
He's 1-4 in the playoffs in his career. He's going to put together competitive teams. He's going to have great games, and then he's going to have absolute stinkers, and you're going to kind of be in the middle and never really win anything.
And I think that's probably what the head coach has been worried about.
Yeah.
We watched quarterback, right? Kevin said all the right things about his QB, but behind his eyes, you could see he was like, help me, somebody.
Well, because he knows at the end of the day, like, this is not the guy. Yeah, but you have to pay him.
But Atlanta has players, and all he's got to be is Brock Purdy. They got running back, they got tight end, they got some good receivers, draft defense. I'm telling you, they could be a thorn in the side down the road.
I will not be shocked if that move happens within the next few days. Yeah, I will not be shocked if we hear Kirk Cousins has decided to take his talents to Atlanta. I think he just wants a fresh start. You know, again, things have gone well, but it's probably some of the, I've gotten as far as I can get with this team. I've done all I can do with this team. And, you know, he obviously thinks he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I think an opportunity to do it with a new staff around him and a new coach, that's intriguing. That's exciting. I think that he's going to take door number two, if I had to guess. Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, can I tell you all about it? It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need, to stay active and energized all day long. My favorite flavor is the peach vibe. But this morning, guys, went with a little mango passion fruit, a little mango passion fruit from our friends over at Celsius. You can find it at your local Pick and Save stores or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The other side of the world, and I'll let you know if I want to come back and coach your little game.
He's Jay Peterman.
Ian Rappaport tweeting yesterday, and I thought this was interesting. The Broncos the
that
last 2 weeks. You guys done?
I got more.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Golf lovers, listen up. We've got the opportunity of a lifetime. That's right. Once-in-a-lifetime trip that you have to take if you are a golfer. You have to go and play in Scotland, and we are going to Scotland with On the Tee, our golf show that's going to be starting up here at the end of the month. Myself, Stephen Watson, heading into season 4 of that show. We decided to celebrate in style. In October, we are heading to Scotland. Want you to come with us and our friends from Wisconsin Golf Trips. You play great courses like Dumbarney Links, Carnoustie, Kings Barnes, and more. This package includes green fees, lodging, transportation, and more. Find out more about this easily by texting 800-990-3776. Text the word golf to that number. There's a limited amount of spots available. Sign up now for information on the trip and a link for paying. Just text golf to 800-990-3776.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is Chewy's favorite time of the week, guys. It is power rankings time.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, we have a little change in format for the off season. Joshy, do you want to explain that for our listeners?
I had a feeling he was going to delegate that responsibility.
I was really hoping Chewy was going to take a crack at this. I was rooting for it.
We're gonna switch it up a little bit. We're going to put a clock on this. There's going to be a 3-minute timer. And now Gabe and Jen are going to be working together. So they're going to get 10 total guesses. And the goal is to get 8 right, which is a win. Or 7 is a win for Chewy. So they win if they get 8 of them correct. 8 guesses correct.
And
8 is good, 7 is bad.
Yep.
I do not think you guys are going to get 8. And
yes to Ryan Braun, no to J.J. Hardy.
It is a local flavor. So the list for today is the top 10 NFL football players all time with Wisconsin ties.
NFL.
NFL.
Okay, J.J. Watt's got to be on the list.
J.J. Watt.
Final answer?
No, yeah. Hold on. What? Can we start the clock? You guys weren't listening
I started
to the
clock.
Format.
And I'm
are we already going?
Yep.
You're going.
So, I mean, J.J. and T.J. both have to be there, right?
Okay, yes, final answer.
J.J. Watt is number 5.
J.J.? What about T.J.?
J.J. Watt is number 5.
So T.J. Watt is wrong. Shoot.
Who is the Steelers center? Webster?
Oh, old school.
Suck.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would get that.
Oh, Mike, for sure. First of all, I read the concussion book. He was prominently featured.
Mike Webster, number 1.
So, okay. So with Wisconsin ties, like they played high school football, grew up in Wisconsin. Is that what we're looking for?
No, didn't have to grow up. Played college football.
So if they played college football in the state, so
it's,
well, Joe Thomas is going to be on this list.
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Joe Thomas is number 4.
It's Badgers or played for the Badgers. I mean, Badgers are played in Wisconsin.
Played high school football in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of all-time great Badgers.
You guys are fighting the clock. You only got 3 minutes.
I know. We're really
1:40 left.
Okay. Oh, boy. We got to start firing off some takes here.
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, number 7. You have 4.
So we got Russ.
So how old do we have to go here?
I mean, I would be looking
all time. All time.
Yeah. Old Testament.
So, like, how good was Alan Ameche?
So good.
Number 3, Alan Ameche.
Attakid.
Okay, so we're at 5.
You know what I'm thinking about now? I'm thinking about the Ring of Honor at Camp Randall.
Yeah, well, Pat's on that, but I don't know if he was good enough in the NFL. Oh, boy.
Time.
But don't worry about
it. Just under a minute.
God bless America.
Don't worry about it, Chew.
Would Crazy Legs be on the list?
Hey, look, I'm willing to, I mean, we might as well throw it out there.
Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, number two.
You know how many times I've done the Crazy Legs? You did
you
the
have
Crazy
six.
Legs.
I did.
You
I'm
have
again
six.
This year. So we need two more. Two more. There's no way. Is Tausch on this list? He played for a decade.
Let's guess it. Let's guess
Tausch.
You guys need to go perfect.
Yeah, we have to get two. We got to get two more. We got to get two more. God, why am I blanking on all-time great Badgers who played in the NFL? Toon?
Al Toon,
oh,
number
nice
nine.
Work.
Okay. One more and you guys got 5 seconds.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I got nothing.
One.
All right, you guys got seven. That means I win.
God dang it.
That was okay. A perfect number.
That was a good list, man.
Yeah,
okay,
it was.
So you guys got one Mike Webster.
Yep.
Yes.
Two Elroy Crazy Legs
yes
Hirsch.
Yes.
Three Alan Ameche.
Yep.
Four Joe Thomas. Five J.J. Watt. You didn't get six. You got seven.
What was
Russell
six?
Wilson.
Tell us what six was.
You didn't get eight. You got nine Al Toon, and you didn't get 10. Number six, Ken Bowman, center for your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. I don't think I know
during
Ken Bowman.
I know the name,
years.
Yeah.
Number eight, Troy Vincent.
I always forget
back
he has Wisconsin
yeah
ties.
And number 10, Gabe, I don't know if you had, and I played with this guy very good. Gabe, left tackle, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played at Wisconsin, from Wisconsin. Green Bay actually tried to trade for him in my early years. No guess?
No guess.
Share us a name with a famous partner.
Paul Gruber.
Oh, that's the only one on the list. I had no idea who Paul Gruber
is. You don't
know
who Paul Gruber is?
I do not.
Yeah,
just out of curiosity, what year is your list from?
It was from the NFL Network.
Oh, boy.
And
I'm on the same article, and it does not have a posted date.
It doesn't?
Does not.
Doesn't it feel like there have been, I mean, maybe not as famous, but TJ Watt should have been on that list.
Jonathan Taylor.
Not Jonathan Taylor.
JT is the possibility. I mean,
no,
he
has NFL. He's way too early in his career to be. TJ, where are you going to put him?
I mean, I put him on the back half there. He's won a defensive player of the year before. You know, like winning a defensive MVP is.
I also think that we're not thinking about like Ryan Ramczyk from the New Orleans Saints. Could he eventually be on that
better
list?
Paul Gruber, much better.
Zach
player
Martin, no, not. Did Zach Martin? No, not.
Yeah.
See, I got one coming up, and it was very good. All time, just Wisconsin athletes from Wisconsin.
I mean, are you sure Tausch didn't belong on that list?
No.
Where? Yeah, I mean, Tausch played for a long time, but he never like made a Pro Bowl.
Travis
or
Frederick was the name I was looking for.
Oh yeah,
he like went to the Pro Bowl every single year.
Yeah, like TJ not being on this list is a little surprising.
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, Al Toon was really, really good
yeah
with the Jets.
But again, TJ won a Defensive Player of the Year. He's been All-Pro four times. Like,
does Russell belong on this list?
Yeah, probably. For all the... No, you're saying no? For all his time in Seattle?
I think Russell Wilson is vastly overrated. Like, he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame and has no business being in the Hall of Fame.
Is he a compiler?
Little bit, but like, I mean, so he went to the two Super Bowls early, didn't do anything after. And, oh, by the way, threw a game-sealing interception because his coach was trying to make him look good. Like, it seems like he's been propped up across the league, and now we're seeing, like, there was a reason why the Seahawks decided to get rid of him, and I don't think it was a coincidence that after they got rid of him, they made the playoffs with Geno Smith. Right? Like, and now, literally a team is paying him $85 million to go away. I think those things matter.
I, for one, am very disappointed that your list did not have Brad Nortman on it.
He was number 11.
Just missed out.
Well, that makes me feel better. Good list, Chew. I kind of like the 3 minutes seems fast. Maybe we go to 5 minutes?
No. We got to keep it quick. Got to keep the pressure on.
Wait, time out. The amount of time I'm pointing at the screen over here because that's where Chewy is. He uses to tell us whether we're right or wrong. Like when they do the thing in the afternoon, when they used to do on Scalzo and Brust, it was quick, yes or no. He's over here going, J.J. Watt is
part of the game.
It's gamesmanship.
You gotta fight the elements.
No, come on. If he's gonna talk that slowly, we should get more time to answer.
3 minutes it stays.
Hey, I might not be an athlete anymore, but I still want to win.
This is also the classic issue we ran into in Skulls and Brust as well, where we are playing a game to be entertaining, not to be winners. And Greg and Ben would get so competitive and would ruin the segment, and we are already one time. We
are
did
you
it
trying
once.
To tell me it's okay for him to be like, Russell Wilson is on the list?
I'm also saying he's being competitive too. So all three of you are part of the problem here.
No, I did nothing. I did nothing wrong.
From Zootopia right now.
I don't know why I'm being dragged into this.
Who works at the DMV. That's who Chewy is being during that segment, and I don't like it. I think we should get a little more. Here's the thing. If he starts to go super slow, we're going to have to amend the rules.
Well, but I mean, so while he was reading slow, Josh had the list in front of him. Josh was also hitting the ding. So after the ding,
going forward,
I'm being
after
the judge.
The ding,
yeah.
So basically, Chew, if you want to talk, you can talk, but we're going to talk over you. It is almost baseball season, and I know for some of you folks, it is also house hunting season. Well, Great Midwest Bank is ready to get you to home base with their easy home mortgage loan process. You can apply online with as little as 20 minutes. You'll be able to submit the bulk of your loan documents through Great Midwest Bank's safe online portal. Don't worry, if you want to talk to a real person, there is always one available. Great Midwest Bank's local loan officers are just a call or a visit away. If it's time to find your new home, you'll have a home field advantage when you work with your community bank, Great Midwest Bank. GreatMidwestBank.com is where you can get started on a home mortgage loan. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A freaking catapult attached to his right hip. Like, I just made that up. A catapult.
That was good.
I kind of liked it. I was rolling with it, Rob.
Like a slingshot?
I'm calling old catapult leg from here on out.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Craig weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying, what about James White? He has a Super Bowl MVP and was in 3 Super Bowls.
Should have been the Super Bowl MVP, was not.
Yes. Jeff in the 920 saying, what about Jim Otto? Played for the Raiders in the early 70s, was from Schwano, I think. And then Chef Ed weighing in saying, Ron Dayne, James White, Melvin Gordon, A lot of Wisconsin guys who have had impacts on the league, though.
But they didn't have great NFL careers.
No, they didn't.
Did Ron Dayne have an impact?
In the NFL?
Not really in the NFL.
No.
No.
And then Gordon.
He was good for a stretch.
He's okay.
I think the takeaway here, guys, is that there's a lot of guys who have played in the NFL with Wisconsin ties, which is actually a feather in our cap. Okay, I want to get to this story that I saw on social media yesterday. So I don't know how much of it I have to set up, Joshy. I know we have the sound in there. How much of this do I need to set up?
I think none. Nothing at all.
Take a listen to this.
We are in the most magical place.
A husband boarded his flight and left without his wife when she insisted on getting Starbucks at the airport after he said they didn't have time.
Every couple, your blood pressure goes up when you hear the story.
As the plane was boarding, this husband called his wife 4 times to ask where she was. She finally answered on the 4th call and said that she was on her way back to the terminal and that the line at Starbucks was exceptionally long.
She should know that there's always a long line.
Yeah, where are you going?
At every Starbucks in every always airport on earth.
Husband went ahead and boarded the plane after the gate agent said they couldn't hold up the flight. He full-on left his wife behind.
He can't hold the plane. But do you get on?
I couldn't leave her.
I couldn't leave her.
You'd leave her?
Yeah.
Wow, sure, dude.
All right, so I want to make sure everybody followed that. There was a couple. They were at the airport. They were leaving for a flight. The wife went to Starbucks to get her caffeine fix. And he called her four times from the gate as the plane was getting ready to leave, saying, you got to come. Let's go. She didn't answer the call. Finally, she said she was at Starbucks. She was on her way. He got on the plane and the plane left without her. Fair or foul, Chew?
Total fair. Leave her ass.
But here's the important follow-up. Would you leave your wife if this was you?
Yes, and it's understood that I would. That's why I take my ticket. I fly Southwest most times, right?
Okay.
And because of her business, she's A-list preferred. Okay? So I fall under her umbrella where I'm A-list preferred as well. She is out gallivanting. She knows what time's important. The plane boards. I am not going from A15 to C32 because she needs to go shopping for something she does not need.
Okay.
I take my ticket. She ain't there. I'm on the plane. I'll save her the middle seat.
Generous.
And then we're, yeah. That is understood.
So that's Southwest specific because they have that sort of boarding where you go by the letters and the numbers, the cattle call. Exactly. But then what about when the plane closes the door? Are you standing up and telling the flight attendants? Are you saying, hey, my wife's not on yet? Or are you just going, sucks to be you.
My understanding,
see you in Tampa.
Once that door closes, they cannot open it again until the plane lands.
But you got the four calls. Four calls is enough. Look, I'm sorry.
This is 100% on the wife. You can't, once you get, you know how much time you have. When you look, if you are somebody who absolutely needs your Starbucks, you understand how fast or slow that line is going to move. So you should be able to, once you see the line, gauge if you have enough
time. You have to make that decision right then and there.
Guys, I'll put another twist to it. And this is what my wife, she takes advantage of my brain.
Uh-oh.
She will leave her carry-on bag where I can't get on the plane with two carry-on bags. So the dilemma is, do I just take my bag and go on and leave hers right there? So I'm kind of stuck, but I'm on to her now.
So she's set the trap and you just have continuously fallen into it.
Gabe, correct. I have a feeling you would handle this situation very differently than our guy Chew.
Well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Where you're going.
Okay. Tell me where you would leave her and where you'd go with.
If you're going back from the vacation.
Going to home?
Yeah, if you're going home, probably just leave her.
Okay.
Because now we have to pay extra because you had to get your Starbucks. We're going to have to pay two, extra change fares or whatever. Now you get on the plane, then it's easy enough to, okay, I'm home. Whenever you land, I can come back and get you
but
after
you
reboard.
But if you're going to vacation.
Yeah, there's no way you're enjoying vacation if you, left your significant other behind. That's not possible.
Are you enjoying the next 24 hours in your household if you leave your wife in the destination?
Okay, you better.
I'm glad that you brought that up.
Because the next 24 hours isn't going
to
be good.
I'm glad that you brought that up because Dario, when I presented this to him last night, when I presented this to my husband, he's like, this is a trap. He said, because logic says you should leave, but you are going to pay for leaving for the next 10 years of your life. Every opportunity that a wife gets to say, remember that time you left me at the airport when we were headed on vacation, she will. Every chance she gets to say that, she will, which I said was not true. I said that was unfair. That was character assassination, et cetera, et cetera. But does he have a point? Does he have a point that by leaving the wife, she was getting her Starbucks, she was late for the plane, she missed the flight, you then are paying for it for eternity.
Look, you gave the warning. Hey, we don't have enough time for this.
All of that can be true, Gabe. All I'm asking is if she's going to make you pay for it.
This is crazy. You guys are nuts. I stay off that plane. I don't even consider getting on it until my significant other is there because I don't want the wrath of what it would mean to leave said person behind.
No,
I'm furious. I'm telling you this right now. This person seems like they need to be left behind in order to learn a lesson.
You know what the worst part of it too, Jen, is? She doesn't even bring you a damn Starbucks. She just gets one for herself.
Wait, if she brought you one, that would make it better?
It would lessen the blow a little bit.
If you stayed, right? Then it's like, well, let's enjoy our Starbies here at the gate and then figure out our next plan. See, that's the other side of this is, should you do it together? You're going to miss, but you're a team. She was late, but as a team, you're going to stay.
She didn't make a team decision. She made an individual decision.
So once she makes the individual decision, then it opens the door for all other individual decisions to follow.
Yeah, consequence to making the wrong individual decision, yes.
Totally agree with Gabe. Depends on where you're going. If you're going to your parents or the in-laws,
You don't want to show up.
If you're going to the in-laws, yes, then you're waiting.
You don't want to show up to the in-laws without their child?
Correct. Yeah.
Do you guys have no, like, save your ass factor or, like, preserving your peace or just making your life generally easier on yourself?
I do.
I understand that it is 100% on the other party, but is your life not made worse by taking this moral stance and this high ground of, well, you should have answered my calls and you knew
what time the flight was leaving.
Right. What's that get you? Because it's always, you left me. That's lessons, always said. Yeah,
lessons need to be learned, Josh. And sometimes you absorb that. So then the lesson is learned for the next time. So you make the flight.
I'm not in the business of teaching lessons. I'm in the business of having a happy,
We know who wears the pants in Josh's household.
Wait a minute. Who wears the pants in your household?
Not me.
Yeah. That felt a little glass houses there, bud.
If I did this, I have no doubt my wife would leave me behind.
If you were late,
yes,
she would leave you behind.
Without a doubt.
Does that mean what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
1,000%.
Okay.
I have no doubt she would be like, well, should have been here.
Yeah. She'd be okay with it.
And yeah. And look, I would be okay with that because I would also understand that's on me. That's me. You got to take some personal responsibility here.
Yeah.
If you need your Starbucks, guess what they give away for free on the plane?
Coffee.
And you need your Starbucks?
Oh, I know that there are people that need their Starbucks.
1,000%.
Every time I go to the airport, I chuckle to myself as I walk past the lengthy line of folks at the airport who are waiting for their caffeine fix.
I can't be the only person sitting here thinking, yeah, I'd probably get left behind too, but I also would be in trouble if I left.
Does it change that she was getting
coffee?
Damned
if you do, damned if you don't.
Because I feel like if she was just using the bathroom, right? Let's say she had some explosive diarrhea and needed to use the restroom. That's different, right?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
If your spouse says to you, stomach's not feeling real well right now, I got to go use the bathroom, you do not leave that
No. You cannot. Because again, explosive diarrhea could also mean something, you know, like you're not getting on that plane regardless. Something else could be wrong where... Yeah, you don't want to be.
Starbucks is the perfect thing because it is seemingly a vanity
item. It's like a selfish brought it upon yourself thing. Not it was brought upon you, like food poisoning, for
instance.
Yes, right.
And you had no control over that.
And like Gabe said, you could just get coffee on the plane. If you were in need of caffeine, you can survive.
I mean, it's not as good as the one you get at Starbucks, but that's not the point.
No.
So it sounds like Gabe and Chu are in favor of what this husband did.
Well, again, depending upon where they're going. I feel that's dependent upon coming home. I feel that's easy.
So if you're going to Cabo like I was, absolutely not.
Can't do it.
You gotta wait to catch the next flight.
But let me ask you this. Is it always the woman?
Well, no, probably not. There would probably be times.
90%?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Again, I exist on those slim margins, right? Like Dario, when we were talking about it, was like, of the two of us, you're the one, me, Jen, who's going to miss the flight. And I said, I travel all the time and I don't miss flights. So what makes you think that? He goes, because you cut it so close. I said, right, I cut it close, but I don't miss flights. But his point was because he gets to the airport 2 hours ahead of time and I get to the airport 13 minutes ahead of time, it's more likely that I'm going to miss the flight than he is.
But aren't you guys, if you guys are going somewhere together?
Yeah, we're on his schedule.
Aren't you going to the airport together?
You're not
arriving at the airport at separate times,
Gabe,
are you?
No. Because I think men are better with the clock than women. Women are horrible with the clock.
I mean, Mike McCarthy disagrees, but, you know, other than that.
Am I right? I think I'm right there.
Yeah, I mean, some people are punctual. Some people are not punctual.
Let's say, I know people, both genders.
Plenty of men
all
who
genders.
Are not good with the clock.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think you'd be better with the clock. You get so much practice. Time to talk about something else. The best purchase I've made recently using saunas has always been something that I was a fan of, but I would always have to go to my gym, schedule a time, use the infrared sauna, and then get out when it was time for somebody else's turn. So I was like, what if I had one of these at my house? Well, perfect. I was at the State Fair last year and I saw a display for Good Health saunas, and they were selling infrared saunas right there at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I thought, I think I need to buy one of these. So I did. And it has been the best purchase I have made in a very long time. Why? Because it overall has improved my health and wellness. Here's how. I am sleeping better. My skin looks better. Recovery, did a heavy lift yesterday at the gym. Recovery is better when I use my infrared sauna. And it's a local company, guys. So you are supporting a team out of Appleton and Waukesha, Wisconsin. If you want to check out all the different infrared saunas that you can choose from, go visit their website. It's goodhealthsaunas.com. I am telling you, I have seen overall improvement in my skin, in my hair, feeling better, more energy, and I believe it is because of my Good Health sauna. So check them out at goodhealthsaunas.com, goodhealthsaunas.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can answer the question.
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's
like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know how much we love Palermo's Pizza here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Went to the grocery store this weekend. Of course, I stacked up with a couple different kinds of brands in my freezer because you never know what mood's going to hit you. Maybe I want something with a little bit of a different crust. And with Urban Pie, they've got a sweet potato crust. They've got a cauliflower crust. They've got these different artisan-type pizzas that are fantastic. Maybe you're looking for a traditional crust. Then you go to Connie's. Something a little bit thicker crust, Surfer Boy Pizza. Screaming Sicilian, of course, is always a favorite as well, and all the different brands that they have inside there. That's the point with Palermo's. They've been doing this for 60 years, so the reason why they can have so many brands under their umbrella is because they know what they're doing. Of course they know what they've been doing. They've been doing it here in Wisconsin for 60 years. Find Palermo's Pizza in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
With you. Chewy, Gabe and I were just finding some additional context to this story. Apparently, they were traveling to see the man's daughter on the other side of the country, and it was from his previous marriage, so this was a stepmom, and yeah. they had missed the flight the year before because she slept in. So the wife had slept in the year before, took a shower, ate some cereal for breakfast.
Had to be woken up five times.
And they missed the flight to go visit the daughter. So now it's starting to feel a little suspect. It's starting to feel a little premeditated.
He did the right thing. I feel like he did the right thing. Because you can't miss your flight to go see your kid and then tell your kid, sorry, your stepmom needed Starbucks. Like, it's just, no. Sorry, the kid's more important.
Feels like she was trying to miss the flight.
That's what I was saying. Like that's when you put all that those data points together, it starts to feel like maybe she was doing it intentionally. You know, it's a her or me type of thing.
Well, that's
like,
an easy decision.
Let's see what he's going to choose. And the dad was like, deuces, see you on the coast. Or not. Don't come if you don't want to.
Well, we'll have to check in next year.
Because I honestly believe, I know we got Chewy and Gabe talking big games here, but I think in their relationships right now, they're not getting on that plane. But I think if somebody's a repeat offender or has consistent issues, you're going, screw it. You're not, well, you don't want to be here anyway.
All right, how about this, Joshy? I'm getting on the plane, but I'm getting off before it takes off. I'll meet you halfway.
You're getting your bags and everything out of the overhead compartment and walking.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So you're paying very close attention to when they're starting to close the door.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And you're getting some more brownie points for that, right? To Josh's point, your life is going to be a lot easier if you don't get on that plane and let the door shut.
Those are lobster points. Those aren't brownie points.
Oh, I didn't know there was a scale.
What the hell's a lobster point?
I want a little better than brownie for falling on that sword.
I love it. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. How many running backs will the Green Bay Packers draft in this year's NFL draft? Right now, 58% of people are saying two. They'll draft two. Again, Pete Doherty saying they should draft three. Craziness! Will Dean Tausch is next on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee. We'll see you.